Why is it that some people seem to go through life so easily, winning again and again and again, while others, maybe you, struggle? Our lives wrought with strain, addiction, mishaps, emotional turmoil, ultimately failures that leave us living far beneath the life that the Creator designed for us. So today I ask you the question, are you living the life that you dreamed that you would live? Are you doing what you imagine to do? Are you happy? Are you free? Are you living the limitless life? I welcome back to our stage, back to the red chair, a world-renowned leader of thought, a mind mastery expert, Dr. Reuben West, one of the most sought-after speakers in the world today. He's a certified coach on how to achieve success in this life. And when I say success in this life, I'm referring to every single area of your life. If your finances are in disarray today, today in this program is a time we get those finances in order, where your cup is overflowing. If your relationship today is off the rails or headed that way quick, well, today is the day that you're going to discover how to get that relationship moving in the direction that God designed it to move. And watch this. If you're trying to figure out what it is that God put you on planet Earth to do, your purpose, you're going to discover it here. Because Reuben West, he's on a mission to help you discover your destiny, your God-given purpose, and how to tap into this power center called our mind to unlock, unleash, release its ability to do what the Master designed for it to do, as it was designed to do before the hurt, before the pain, before the confusion, before the distraction. How to explore the limitless and profound possibility found in an amazing new best-selling book called Destination Mastery. Don't go away. We'll discover this and more right here on this groundbreaking edition of One on One. Reuben West.
Yes.
Welcome to One on One.
Thank you, sir.
And welcome to the red chair.
Thank you, sir.
And we're going to walk through this amazing book, Destination Mastery, that is really, I'm going to say it this way, a roadmap to help people live the extraordinary life.
Yes, sir.
But before we get started, who is Dr. Reuben West and what made you embark upon and invest so much of yourself into this area of self-help, self-improvement, self-development like you have?
But I never really saw myself necessarily as a pastor, but I knew that I was called to help people live out their greatest life. And so I started that when I got my original degree in criminal justice with emphasis on juvenile corrections to work with. But I knew that I was called to help people live out their greatest life. And so I started that when I got my original degree in criminal justice with emphasis on juvenile corrections to work with youth and help them see themselves differently. I started a martial arts school where I wanted to work with youth and program them in a way that would allow them to be successful.
Fantastic.
I went into the military, and when I was in the Gulf War, I had an opportunity to assist a few surgeons. I was a surgical tech where we pass instruments to the doctors.
Wow.
And what that taught me was there's a lot of things that we can do if we had the mindset, if we had the belief we can do it. So I wrote this book to help people take actions on the ideas that came to their mind.
That's powerful. You're a busy guy.
Yes, sir.
And I'd say you're a man who is driven. Would that be a good assessment?
That's a great assessment. And the reason I'm so driven is I've come to understand that time is of the essence.
Yeah.
And so being disciplined and understand what's coming is necessary for you to take action.
I'd say there's a lot of people that are watching this program today that feel like they have missed opportunities. There's a lot of people that feel like time has been lost, that maybe it's too late, maybe it's little far down the timeline for us to begin dreaming again. But I'd say that what the Bible says, which is that without a vision,
yes,
the people will perish, is so important. And it seems like you're a man who has great vision,
yes, sir,
who inspires vision. And I would submit that no matter where people are today, no matter what their circumstance might look like, it is never too late to begin to take the steps to live the very possible life.
Right.
I'm gonna say it like that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because every once in a while we'll read on social media or on the internet how someone went back to school at a late age or got their degree at 90 or started a business at a late age because they thought they can. There was something in their mind that allowed them to believe that they could do it. And so it's never too late. The only issue is, do you have the mindset to take action? I believe this, Damon. Whenever we're going to do something, we have to do it in the way that God showed us how it should be done. Mm. And so I always go back to childbirth. See, when a baby is born, they have to come out head first. And if for any reason they don't do it head first, it's an emergency.
Right.
It's a difficult situation. And so a lot of times the problem is when we go to shift from one realm to another realm, or to move on a new opportunity, or to move in a new environment, we're not doing it head first. And so the reason I put this book together was to show them how, through moving head first, they could do it, and the steps to do it head first.
That's so powerful.
Yes.
You know, you use the term childbirth, and when I think about that, that's also a very painful process. Mm-hmm. There is a struggle that's happening.
The mother is going through a struggle, but here's the key. She doesn't really focus on the fact that it's a struggle. Her mind is on the baby. Her mind is on the new opportunity. And so what happens to a lot of individuals is they focus on the struggle.
That's good.
And they don't focus on the new life, the new opportunity that's coming towards them. And so because of that, they get consumed in the difficulty.
That's good.
And they can't see the forest for the trees.
The extraordinary life is possible.
It's possible, yes.
Success is possible.
Yes.
Regardless of where we came from, regardless of our background,
yes,
regardless of the limitations that may have been placed on us, or in some cases that we've created.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there's going to be a struggle.
Guaranteed.
This book.
Yes, sir.
Destination Mastery. Mm-hmm. It talks a lot about the mind.
Yes, sir.
Just how important is it that our mind is set for success?
Everything that we create first starts in the mind. Albert Einstein said, imagination is a preview of what's to come.
Yeah.
And so the first thing we have to do is get our mind in alignment with what we want and to be able to see it in our, what we call the mind's eye.
Got it.
Because once you can see it in your mind's eye, it allows you to focus on it, and then you can attract the resources to you to make it happen. When I talked about starting that martial arts school, I had no idea how I was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What I felt was it was what I was called to do. And so because I just focused on the goal, I just kept my mind focused on what I was supposed to do, and I started sharing my idea. Now, there was plenty of people who told me it wouldn't work. And I guarantee you, whatever you say you're going to do, there's going to be people who tell you it won't work, you can't do it, it's going to be difficult. This book is teaching you how to program your mind so when those difficult times come, and they come for everybody, you'll be able to keep going during those difficult times. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you sit there and do nothing, it's going to be difficult.
Sure.
If you go after what you want in life, it's going to be difficult. So I'm going to suggest that if it's going to be difficult either way, it might as well be difficult while you're going after what you want. And I've designed this book to help you do just that.
So what about those people who say, I don't have any ideas. I find it hard to think beyond where I'm at. Can this book help those people tap into,
yes,
God's mind, God's way of thinking?
Absolutely it can. What's happened to a lot of people who can't find that dream is they don't remember back to when they were young. I have a son named Robinson, and what I pray for him and what I talk to him about is never let anyone steal your dreams.
That's good.
Because as he gets older, people are going to say, okay, calm down. Okay, you can't do that. Okay, just listen to me. Let me tell you what you should do. Let me tell you what you should be. And what I do in this book through these seven steps is to help open up their mind so they can remember back to what their dream was and identify what their new dream could be.
Seven steps.
Yes, sir.
Is it going to help us, Roman, walk through some of the challenges that we have faced or some of the obstacles that have been placed before us that keep us from thinking unlimitedly?
Let's take the modern automobile transportation. Henry Ford had the Model T Ford.
Yeah, he did.
But most people don't understand, and they don't know that there was a Model A Ford, Model B, C, D, right on down the line, till he got to Model T. Mm-hmm. Most people don't understand that WD-40 was the 40th formula.
Wow.
It's not just a name. Most people don't understand that formula 409 was the 409th formula. Now,
wow.
If they didn't have it in their mind to keep going back again and again and again, they would have lost out on massive opportunities. And I believe that that's what happens to a lot of us. So one of the things I talk about as one of the steps in the book is you have to embrace the ideal of failure.
Mm.
Now, that sounds crazy when people say, why would I embrace the ideal of failure? Because you can't learn from anything that you're completely successful at. You did it. You mastered it. The only way you learn is to get a result you didn't want, figure out how you could change that result, and then go back and do it again. They say success is reserved for those rare individuals who are determined enough to stay in the fight long past the point of being easy.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people watching
mm-hmm.
that are struggling. You're talking about success and overcoming and living the impossible but very possible life. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
What's Have you seen about? What I'm living in?
Yeah.
What I'm going through? And it's real. It's real for people. Is success really possible?
Yes.
We see these guys on TV.
Mm-hmm.
We see the lifestyles of the rich and famous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems just so far away from many of us. It seems like nothing more than a dream.
Yeah.
Is it really possible? I mean, can every single one of us take 7 steps? Get our mind running right
mm-hmm.
and achieve the kind of life that we see that we want so badly.
Damon, God doesn't have respect to person. And so what he'll do for me, he'll do for everyone. But there's some things that we have to do for ourselves. So, you know, one of the things I realize and I say in this book, we can't be what we can't see. Because it first starts in the mind. Now, you don't have to see it physically, but you do have to see it in your mind's eye. And so one of the problems that we have when all we've ever experienced is the lack of success, or all we've ever experienced is disappointment, or all we've ever experienced, we feel, are setbacks. You have to get yourself in a position where you can see something different.
You're saying we have to see that thing.
Yes.
What, the house or the bank account? Or is it as literal as that? Like they used to say, if you want to work out, you know, you go to the gym, get a picture of what you want to look like.
Yes.
Is it that kind of?
It's that kind of seeing, number one. But number two, it's also you have to be able to see somebody else who's done it. See, I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of times we see the people on TV, just like you were talking about, mm-hmm. but we never see where they started from.
True.
See, champions are known by their triumphs, but they were developed by their trials.
Wow.
And most of the time, we never go back to where they had the trials, the difficulties, the times that they couldn't make it, that they didn't have support. And we never study what they did to become successful. That's what I put in this book. So I interviewed people who were successful in all different avenues, teaching, ministry, sports. Like, I brought everyday people. Sometimes when we read the books of multimillionaires and billionaires, we still don't take action because we don't see ourselves as them. It's too far of a gap.
Yeah.
But when we can start seeing the person next door and what they went through and how they developed
yeah.
and how they continued to go, even when it was difficult, so that they got a breakthrough moment.
Wow.
And because they kept on that track, because they believed, mm-hmm. because they had the vision, in that moment, there was a shift.
Wow. We're looking for a shift in our thinking that can change our actions, that can lead us to that destination. But you talked about something else that I think is important, and that is belief,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So you see the thing, that house, the car that you want to drive.
Yes.
For some of us, healthy, again, that right relationship. You know, for some people, it's not big dreams.
Yes.
It's, I'm just trying to get this working out.
Yeah.
That's
by.
Big.
Yeah.
Amen. But then you got to believe.
Yes.
Now, there's a lot of people who they lost that.
Yeah. Yes.
Faith has become, I'll believe it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
How important is belief?
You said faith has become, I'll believe it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to suggest is you'll see it when you believe it. See, once you believe it,
yeah.
it's true. Because you make it true.
Yeah.
I heard someone say that if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
That's good.
Because it's how you think. As a man thinketh, So is he.
It's good.
And so we have to change the way we think, because when we do that, it changes our belief about ourselves. And I had a friend, and she told me that she went to work every day dressed a certain way, and she didn't have to dress up like that. And they said, why are you dressed like that? You don't have to dress like this. And mm-hmm. she said, well, what you don't understand is I'm not dressing for the position I have. Watch this. I'm dressing for the position that I'm going to have one day.
That's good.
See, that's a level of a belief that most people don't have. And when you exercise that, you're walking into your destiny. And that's exactly what I talk about.
Well, they're
book.
Defeated.
Yes.
They're defeated. People are beaten up and beaten down. They've given up. But you're talking about hope.
Yes.
You're talking about it ain't over till it's over.
It's not over till it's over.
And you got to keep fighting and keep trying and keep believing, right?
Yes.
Regardless,
that's step six in the book, is have the will. See, it's not going to be handed to you. If you thought that your breakthrough, that your success was just going to be given to you, let me help you out with this one. It's not that type of party. That's not how it works. Mm. Look at all the people who win the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
And regardless of how much it is, mm-hmm. they say 85 to 95% of them, studies show, file for bankruptcy within 5 to 7 years. Now, yeah. why? In order to be able to hold on to it, you have to be the person that can handle it. And so instead of looking for the right person to be in a relationship, if you focus on becoming the right person, you'll attract the right person.
That's good.
Instead of just looking for a get-rich-quick scheme, if you change your mindset, you develop a wealth mindset, you develop the ability to look for opportunities and stay in the fight and look for moments in time where your opportunity can come through, it changes who you are. Now when you receive that blessing, and that's exactly what it is a blessing, you're the person who can handle it.
I want people to see this thing called success in life. Mm-hmm. Is it possible for someone who's broke right now today mm-hmm. to go from broke to breakthrough following the 7 steps in this book?
It's absolutely possible. And people have done it. I've interviewed people who did just that. They went from broke to breakthrough. I've interviewed people who went from no job to a job. I've interviewed people who didn't know what they were going to do, who really couldn't see their treasure.
But you're saying that all of us following these steps yep. can lead to an extraordinary life. That's what the book says.
Yes, sir.
And that says to me unlimited thinking.
But here's the key. Even if you can open up your mind, and you can, that's why I put this book together, you can. When you opened it, do you realize that you can only use what's there? And if you haven't put something there, you can't use it. So one of the first steps is filling your mind with the things that will make you successful as you expand your vision. Because garbage in, garbage what?
Out.
No, garbage in, garbage stays in. You have to push it out. And the reason that most people never make this change is because they're trying to operate an expanded life on a mind filled with garbage. And that they've gotten from TV and radio and all of this worldly programming. And they haven't filled their mind with the things that could help them see themselves and situations differently.
Have you seen people's lives transformed by this book? Can that book really be the key to unlock this unlimited living?
Once I put it out there, I started sharing it. People started buying it, and then they started messaging me. Reuben, I never saw it this way. Reuben, I didn't notice this. I did the same thing. I realized that I was self-sabotaging, that I was operating against myself. See, a lot of times we do things and we don't realize it. I work with a young lady who had lost a bunch of weight, and we were sitting down talking, and I said, you should be really happy now because you could clean out your closet. There's a lot of stuff you can get rid of. And you know what she said? No, I can't get rid of it because what if I need to wear it again? Right? You didn't really believe that you deserved that weight loss. Uh-huh. And so because of that, you're already setting yourself up to go back in it again. She said, but once I read this book, I got it, that I was sabotaging myself. See, a lot of stuff that we do, we don't even know we're doing it. And so unless we have somebody that can help illuminate that for us or help us see it, we keep doing it again and again. Now, I'll prove it to you. How many times are people complaining about being in the same relationship again and again? Different person. Different name, different
same
face,
problems.
But the same problem.
All the time.
And here's the problem. In order to change the mate, you have to change the bait. It's not them that needs to change. It's you that has to change. And this book helps you change you so that you can attract the right relationship. See, when you go to change your health, your wealth, your lifestyle, if you have the wrong mindset, it'll say, wait a minute, that's not me. Wait a minute, we don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I better keep these clothes because I'm never going to keep this weight off,
yeah.
right? And so that's why you have to have a renewing of the mind. What does it say? Be ye not conformed to this world,
be
ye transformed by the renewing mm-hmm. of your mind. We have to move head first, have to.
It's good. Helping people discover how to fight and win.
And win.
The greatest place, the place where the greatest battle takes place, and that is in our mind.
In the mind, yeah.
And it's a battle, you're saying, we are designed and destined to win.
Exactly.
This is our responsibility to fill this mind that we have with right information to get us moving on the path of right thinking, to right decisions, to right living.
Sometimes people need a wake-up call. Guess what? This book is it. This book is going to be their wake-up call. When they read it, when they process it, when they go through it, when they program their mind with it, when they hear the stories of other people transforming their lives, when they see practical applications and steps that they can follow and answer the questions at the end of the book and the end of each chapter, it's going to change their lives. Now, here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to buy it and put it on the shelf. Here's what I've realized, Damon. Most people invest in shelf development, not self-development, right? They get the book, they get the tools, but they put them on the shelf.
Sure.
What I want you to do is read the book, test it, prove me right or prove me wrong, just test it. Because I know if they go through it and what it says, they're gonna have the same experience that the other people who've read it have. And that is a life-changing, life-altering experience.
Wow. And I just have to ask you, aren't you worth having more? Aren't you worth having more? Aren't you worth being more? Of course you are. You know your life matters. You know you've got greatness inside of you just waiting to get out. Not only do you owe it to the world to become your very best, and I like it the way you said it, Dr. West. We've got to stop living in a mindset of defeat. We've got to stop accepting the lies of an enemy that is telling you that you can't start living again and that you can't begin to live the victorious life, but you can. You see, God wants you to enjoy the life that He designed for you. And that means starting the journey that's been calling your name from the beginning. The artist in some of you, the designer in some of you, the pastor in some of you, the musician and some of you, that great mother, that great father, that business leader, that pastor, that great producer, those amazing yous, instead of being birthed into this world, as I've heard you say before, you've taken those great gifts to the grave. I want you to get this book, Destination Mastery, because I am fully convinced that this book, rightly applied in your life, will make the difference between where you are now and where God wants you to be. And I'm going to say it just like you said it, where you are living the extraordinary life.
Have you ever wondered why success seems to come so easily to some people, while despite your constant struggles and efforts, life seems to just push you back down? Try as you might, does it feel like success always slips out of your hands? If you are tired of living defeated, frustrated, and second best, it's time for you to do something about it. It's time to change your mindset and get the tools that will move you ahead in life. What you don't know is keeping you average, but today you have the chance to tap into the wisdom and power that can fuel your desire for a happier home life, a more prosperous career, more fulfilling relationships, and even better health. It's your time to move beyond disappointment and defeat and discover the power that comes from walking in your destiny. With this exclusive one-on-one television offer, you'll get the surefire, proven process that so many others are using to transform their lives into the picture of success. In his landmark book, Destination Mastery, 7 Steps to an Extraordinary Life, Reuben West will show you how to build a foundation for duplicating success and victory in every area of your life. This isn't just another self-help book. This is your roadmap to creating lifelong change that will lead you to another level of achievement and purpose. Reuben West gives you more than just life-changing insights. He gives you practical steps that empower you to get yourself moving towards the life you want right away. And through self-guided reflection questions at the end of each chapter, you will gain an invaluable understanding of who you truly are, an understanding that will unlock your gifts, talents, and abilities, and put you on the path to your ultimate purpose and destiny.
This book will teach people how to create their greatest life. This book will teach people the methods and the techniques that you can use right now to turn your life around.
In addition to this life-changing book, we will also include the Destination Mastery audio presentation so you can take Dr. Reuben West wherever you go. This is simply a must-have system if you want to unlock the keys to perpetual success in your life. It's like having Reuben West as your personal mentor, guiding you, encouraging you into a better marriage, a greater career, more effective parenting, improved health and wellness, and even increased financial well-being. If you call now as a special one-on-one exclusive offer, you'll receive the interactive book, Destination Mastery, 7 Steps to an Extraordinary Life, and the companion audio CD for your one-time gift of only $40. You will not find this system at this price anywhere else. Get encouragement and motivation to overcome every obstacle and succeed in the face of every struggle. And this offer just keeps getting better. If you call now as an added bonus, Damon will include the full-length, uncut interview featuring over an hour of footage not seen on today's program. So, that's the entire Destination Mastery Collection, including the interactive book and reflection guide, the companion audio CD, and the entire uncut one-on-one interview for your gift of only $40. No matter what you may be struggling with right now, no matter what you have struggled with in the past, this is your toolbox to build the life you've always wanted. All you need is the courage to pick up your phone and tell Damon you're ready to live the life you were meant to. Make the decision right now that you are not going to give up. Call or go online to order now.
You know, we've put together some amazing resources, as you just saw, that, well, you can't really get anywhere else. And we want you to step into your calling. We want you to begin to find your calling through your conquering. And we're going to conquer together. Amen. We're going to be in agreement with you that your greatest days begin now. All it takes for you is to make one simple call. Dr. West, I want to thank you.
Yes, sir.
It's just such a privilege and an honor for me to have you here. I got to tell you, my God, if I had the ability to connect to you,
yes,
you know, like all the time.
Yes.
Like every day I could start, you know, I got the word, I got some prayer, I got good people around me, but I got you,
yes,
to help me figure this thing out. I bet there's nothing I could not do.
Yeah.
In this, if I could dream it, I could do it. Is that right?
That's correct. And you can start that coaching simply through this book.
Whew.
And there's some resources that I buried in this book that they will have access to,
whew,
that they can go online and get simply from taking action and getting this book.
Fantastic. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.